Welcome back to Dice Situations, folks. As always, I'm your DM, Ryan, joined by the Chaos Crew.
Rich playing Theo.
Mark playing Glebnor.
Howard playing Toluga.
All right, last one was a very spicy ending to our Arc 3. Let's do a quick recap, and then we'll get into today's episode. Last time on Dicey Situations, we joined Toluga and Nancine in her private chambers discussing a missive she had received from Windmere. Despite her pleas for more troops, all of her Stormcaller knights were being called back to the capital to aid in the war against Yeageron. The defiant de facto leader of the Hill Dwarves plans to ignore their call, refusing to weaken her defenses against an impending Gnoll invasion. Hoping to shed more light on the dangers they face, Nancine led the Chaos Crew through Brendini to the old Dreadforge Museum. Despite being renovated into a glorified Krizik propaganda gift shop, the old building still held many wonders deep in its basement. Nancine led the gang to a hidden stone chamber that revealed a secret the Stone Grippers had kept for centuries, a mural depicting the old gods of Aeona. Studying the stone tapestry, they discovered not only was Krizik suspiciously missing, but his Domain of Storms was previously held by an ancient blue dragon. Using his Kuotoa magic, Toluga opened his sight to the secret of the mural, that under the domain of the God of Strife stood his many demon lords, among them a ram-headed Lord of Triggery. While Toluga and Theo studied the stonework, Glebnor and Reggie went to investigate the rest of the Dreadforge artifacts stowed away in the museum's basement. Among the dormant Dreadforge machines, Reggie found a still-working clockwork bird, still infected with a hatred of living things. More importantly, they discovered the target of Ellie's previous heist, a Dreadforge mainframe capable of controlling the deadly machines. As they made their way back to their friends, Nancine was showing Toluga and Theo a final piece of the puzzle of Krizik's ascension, another stone mural depicting the Trickery Lord slaying a blue dragon with a black blade. As they all gathered together in front of this mural, Theo decided to use his mending tattoo to repair Reggie's damaged nameplate, revealing his true purpose as a regularizer bot designed to cure the Dreadforge of their murderous virus. With all this newly gathered information, the Chaos Crew was ready to broker an alliance between the Hill Dwarves and their estranged cousins in the Underdark. Before a council of Brendini's nobles, the boys called upon the King of the Firebelly and settled old grudges while devising a plan with all of their allies. While Bleebly and his faithful companions made their way to stop the Gnolls, the unified Dwarven kingdoms would prepare an army for their war on the Stormcallers. We now join the Chaos Crew at the northern gate of Brendini as they make their way to Magria and their destinies. Well, we find our Chaos Crew at the northern gate, saying tearful goodbyes to Malva. She's like, I can't believe you boys are leaving. I feel like we're really just getting to know each other.
Oh, Malva, we'll be back.
Oh, and you see Borfin and Horik are fully crying behind her. They saved the city! As they're wiping away big crocodile tears. Oh, we promise we'll take care of the council. We'll make sure that any Krizik... any more of these Krizik spies or anything, that nothing will get out. We'll keep them all safe. Your boys can leave this place in helpful hands.
Okay.
Ah, Toluga, you're so succinct.
Well, you know, I got a lot on my plate, so just gotta really start crossing my T's, dotting the I's. Just put a little check next to this. Brendini done half.
What? Done half?
We still have to take care of the dog people.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, if they're coming this way, we'll get them all. It's done. Brendini's done.
Okay. All right.
Well, no, we're Brendini coming back. I'm just saying, we've saved Brendini. The Gnolls are going to have to go through us, and they're not going to go through us.
Yeah, they
can. An impossible task.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Yo, Buff Chuck!
Corn rebuff Chuck!
Fuck. From up atop a balustrade.
Corn!
And throwing a tight spiral corn cob down to you guys.
Yes!
Can I get, I guess, a dexterity saving throw from Glebnor?
Oh, I should have stuck with the other one. 11?
It just lands in your body.
Almost! Wait, I need one. I asked for corn.
One more for daddy. Wait, make it two.
Theo, get ready.
I do have two hands. One for each hand.
I don't want to give up that much corn!
Buff Chuck, give me a corn!
Dexterity saving throw. With disadvantage, because he's really putting a little mustard on this one.
Gonna guidance.
Do a quick little sign of the cross as a piece of corn is hurling at you at full speed.
Sign of the gun.
11.
You go to catch it, and it hurts. It has that real sting when you do it. Some of the kernels kind of grind into your fish paw.
They pop in a popcorn.
Yeah, the heat on it. A couple kind of cascade off the little nub.
Yo, Buff Truck, you see that? You might want to work on that.
Oh! I wasn't expecting to be here for this! I'm leaving!
We'll miss you!
Well,
bye, Buff Truck.
I'm going to blow him a kiss.
Sure.
What a corn connoisseur.
Some might say the best.
You can see Reggie is...
Some might not.
Reggie's kind of just stretching, and he's like, we got a lot of hoofing it to do, boys.
Did I don't you have add hoops. The Cloak of Elvenkind to Reggie's...
Oh, I will put on Reggie's character sheet. Yes, okay. He will need it.
Just making sure, because I'm going to remove it from mine, so I want to make sure he has it.
Yeah, he swishes his little cape around as you guys are preparing.
Feeling sneaky, bud?
Oh, so sneaky. I bet I could hide in a bush or under a stone, anything. Ready to rumble.
I mean, it's going to have to be bigger than a stone.
I mean, I'm pretty tiny. Look around here. Yeah, no, you're right. These are all much smaller rocks than I was anticipating. Well, boys, with that, Malva says her final goodbyes.
Bring it in, Malva.
I was going to say, before you can go, Malva grabs Talug and brings him in wicked tight.
Thank you for all your wise words these past few weeks.
Oh, you're welcome. Anything.
We're going to do this thing, I promise.
Yeah, totally, we will. I'm leading it. I haven't failed yet.
You haven't?
I got a pretty good track record.
Like an incredible record.
All right, and so are we taking some rams?
Glebnor.
How are we traveling
that
here?
That might be your new stepmom.
Wait, what?
Do I hear this?
Thrupple?
Probably. They're not that far away from you.
What do you mean, stepmom? Wait, what about Bush Mommy?
Who? Well, she kind of, shuffled Talug away. We don't know how that's going to go.
Guys, I just assumed that was her tradition.
I'm leaving.
You guys are making the goodbye so awkward.
I just start sprinting.
Oh, there he goes. Well.
I should probably catch up with Daddy.
Yeah, go for it.
Mount me, Reggie.
Yeah. He jumps onto the gooey grab bar. Sure. Let's get a survival check as you make your way north.
Come on. 9.
Dirty 20.
Nat 1.
To look as you're running, you just eat shit mad hard.
Whoa, Daddy. You all right?
And Malva's, no, I'm not. I got sand stuck to my gooey visage.
Malva's like, probably good you didn't make it very far. You're going to want to stop at the Karoth foothills. It's the northern boundary between our lands and Magria. You'll know it. It's large stone structures. We garrison troops there to kind of keep the border safe. Anyone there will take good care of you.
Anyone?
Well, our people are always so kind. And you, I'll give you a small symbol of a small token. And she takes off of her belt. She kind of had a sort of like a Brendini knight sigil. Show this to anyone there, they'll know your friends.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, thank you, Malva.
All right, head north. Keep your wits about you. Don't die.
Don't worry, I'm the wisest person here.
No promises.
And as you all trot off into the foothills, you make your way through the winding, beautiful fields of Brandini once more.
Are there hills, like up and down? Can I slip and slide again?
Yeah.
I guess this way, because you guys remember you had to trek very far north. This is mostly downhill.
Nice.
If you guys want to make some acrobatics checks to slide down the hills like psychos.
I'll lube up the course.
Go, Daddy, lube it.
I fucking send myself penguin belly going.
Okay, yeah.
Make it a Daddy lube.
Shouldn't I go first to make the ramp?
Oh, yeah, son, quickly, get ahead of me, I need the ramp.
You start, running, and you know the thing when you, run downhill and you pick up speed way too quick? You're kind of just, almost tripping over yourself. What's the speed situation between you two? You have mobile, so I'm assuming you can outrun Talug.
I think I have the same movement. I got 40,
but I got mobile, so I can bonus action dash.
Okay, so acrobatic check from the two, if you wouldn't mind.
A 9.
Let me guidance to carry this. A dirty 20.
Okay. As Glebnor goes to slide in between your legs to make the ramp, you kind of just step on him. And you guys start tumbling, but much like how you once kind of rolled that giant sheet below your feet, just a big ball of Glebnor's rolling down the hill, and you're kind of just running on top of him. And then we kind of cut back to Reggie and Theo, who were just walking at normal speed down the hill.
Son, where's the ramp?
Reggie, I'm not doing that.
Yeah, no, I'm going to just kind of walk normal.
Yeah.
They're being so risky for no reason. I just look, they're going pretty fast, actually, now that I'm looking up here.
Yeah, that can't
end. Can I flatten and have Tallulah like Yabba Dabba Doo down the back of the Brontosaurus?
Belly first, waving my cowboy hat that I have.
Athletics check, Glebnor. Dexterity saving throw, Tallulah.
Well, nat 20.
I hate this game sometimes.
Nat 1.
You make a wicked perfect ramp, and then you see Tallulah fly off into the distance.
Looks like Tallulah's blasting off again.
And he just kind of disappears.
Daddy!
Hi!
Oh, yeah, nope. Of course that happened.
Yeah.
And you see Theo and Reggie sort of like picking up speed running. Can I get... You're just fully flying through the air at such an insane speed. What would you like to do up there? Flying towards the tree line.
Since we leveled up, as a monk, I get... slow fall?
Oh, shit. You did just get slow fall. Everyone's level 7, by the way, for those at home.
Yeah, I just have slow fall.
All right. So
I just reduce whatever damage by 20.
I would like to try and dash up ahead of him and make a safety net.
Better yet, make a trampoline. Bounce me further.
Okay. You would have taken 14 damage, but with slow fall, you are able to angle yourself in the air. You can see that at the base of these hills, you're coming upon like tree line as you make your way from these grassy hills towards a more arid environment. Kind of picture, if you would, the like kind of sparse tree line in like the Arizona area. Picture
like Flagstaff.
Yeah, exactly. For those Flagstaff listeners, this is for you. And as you're careening towards the trees, you are able to kind of slow yourself in the air. And like a giant eagle is just like flying kind of next to you as you're falling.
Oh, hey, man, how's it going? Dab me up.
What's up? You were falling pretty quick there.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's up? Cool.
Crazy, man.
He goes to dap you up and kind of like straightens himself
sorry,
in the air.
Sorry.
No,
right.
Yeah, no,
flying,
it's good.
Flying.
Yeah, you're careening. You want me to help you out or?
Yeah, big time. You think you can?
Yeah, no, I got you.
Oh,
how can
man.
You talk to me?
You know, I just love animals, and you know, you're so well spoken.
Thank you.
That who couldn't understand you?
Awesome. Here, hold on. Let me kind of just position myself here. He kind of circles around you as you're falling through the air, gently grabs you with his talons, and lowers you down to the floor of the forest.
Oh my goodness! Thank you. So gentle.
Yeah. Hey.
Man, what's your name?
Dougie.
Dougie?
Yeah.
Like Doug Spacey or Dougie?
I've never had to spell it being an eagle. So I'm going to say D-U-G-E-E if I had to put letters
Dougie.
To it.
Dougie.
Well.
Care to join us on our adventure?
Nah, I'm good.
Why?
flies
I got
away.
These before he flies away and whip out a taco.
I'm good.
No, you're not. And I throw it up towards him.
I guess make an unarmed strike.
I tried a Happy Gilmore toss it in his mouth. 12?
Like, I don't want that. I'm going to go eat a deer or something. I'm huge. Flies away into the desert.
I'll see him again.
I guess make a perception check now that you're down there, Tallulah.
Okay.
How far are we from Daddy at this point?
I say you and the rest of your group, you start kind of like tumbling down the hill, and you can see Tallulah's just kind of looking down at this like little tree line.
13.
13. Yeah, it's very quiet woods here. The air is definitely drier as you're getting further and further away from Brandini and approaching the arid landscape of Magria. The trees here are definitely brittle. You can see that most of their leaves have fallen. And with a 13, you just look up and you can see the rest of your group just jogging, trying to catch up to you.
Hey, guys.
Daddy. What? Daddy, who was that?
Oh, that was Doug E.
You got to stop all this dangerous.
What are you talking about?
How
dangerous?
Did he do
I'm perfectly okay.
How did he do that?
How?
What do you mean how? I just...
You flew in the air and then you... I mean, you can't expect a random bird to catch you every time.
Dougie.
Oh, no, I was already slowing down by that point. I had it under control, but Dougie just gave me the ginger landing.
All right, well, I mean, be careful. We can't... You can't get hurt.
What are you talking about? It makes me feel alive.
You flew so far. I thought you were definitely
dead.
You know,
actually, yeah. You have a point there, Reggie. I did fly very far.
You went, like, so far.
But, man, was it fun.
All right.
I really needed that.
Well, I think we're getting close. Let's keep making our way through these woods. We got Magri to get to.
Yeah, woods. True. Why do they look so crunchy?
Oh, I guess we're getting closer to the desert.
Yeah, that is a desert.
Wait. Are they dry?
They're pretty dry, yeah.
The sun.
Yeah.
Bring the wet.
All right, I'll do the pose and wink at Toluga to do create destroy water.
I create and destroy water on top of us.
It's like, what, 10 gallons, right?
It's 10 gallons of rain.
Just pretty cool.
On top of us.
The ground is slightly wet.
See, there you go.
The trees in a very small radius have water.
I used a spell slot for that.
Yeah, but think of the green up that's about to happen.
Green up?
Son,
that'd be like if you just walked into like a like crunchy forest and threw a bucket of water on the ground and we're like, yeah.
That's how it works, right?
30-foot cube. We didn't reach very much. I wasted a spell slapper.
As far as I know, that's how it works.
This land has been anointed. Okay, let's probably
I put my hand down. I bless this land in the name of Bleebly.
I think we have like probably a long way to go, so maybe we just keep kind of
just do it for my
on
son.
Track. Can you guys give me some survival checks if you wouldn't mind?
12?
21.
22.
Okay.
One upper.
You guys just kind of, no one's making any kind of, you know, you're not exhausted by this travel. You guys are going at a nice even pace through these woods. But I will say, with those high survival checks, you do feel like you might be being followed.
Wait, I had a low one.
Yeah, Glebnor, you're oblivious to all that is happening.
I'm going to have I'm going to have a hand on a judge's sentence and just kind of motion to you, Toluga, to like look right while I look left.
Yeah, and I go from facing forward and I jump to my right. Ha!
Can you two make perception checks?
What are you guys doing?
They're being paranoid. It's fine.
13.
No such thing as paranoid, Reggie, when I roll a 27.
With a 27. You didn't notice it at first, but you hear it very quickly. There is the sound of a heavy boot stepping on dried leaves. And coming through the trees behind you, Roger, would you please describe your character for me?
My name is Arendir. He's a 5 foot tall.
5 foot?
5 foot tall. Elf with long platinum blonde hair.
Unbelievable.
He has very military grade armor on. He has a shield that you can actually see the crest on that has two guns in a cross, like almost like a Catholic Church cross, and a giant like 6 foot sword on strapped to his back.
The sword's a foot taller than him?
Yes.
Unbelievable. And you all turn as this like heavily armored weapon clad elf just comes out of the tree line behind you.
Stop, ne'er-do-well! I see you!
Where?
What? There! And I grab your face and I...
Alright. Who the fuck are you?
My name is Arendir. My liege, I've been looking for you this whole time.
Liege?
Liege? Is this what? Truly who I'm before right now? This is Bleebly?
Yes. Yeah. This is Bleebly.
I'm Bleebly.
You must be the Plope.
Yes, I'm the Plope of the people. And finally, some recognition.
Your young ward, Glebnor.
Yes.
I'm the champion.
I just immediately
what,
go
that
to
kind
my
of
knees.
News has spread?
I just go down to my knees, just like in a bowing, just like, I am not worthy of your presence.
Well, no, everyone's worthy of our presence.
No, yeah, I mean, I can't even look at you.
I'm a god of the people, so
yeah, we are literally a religion of the people. Yeah.
I just raise my head, but I keep my eyes closed. I'm like,
I peel your eyes open. Look at us.
Gaze upon
I
him.
Cannot, I'm not worthy of this.
You are worthy now. Get up.
Just start crying.
Gonna look at Toluga.
Toluga, look at the pommel of that sword. Is that my head?
Is it? Let me get a look. And I like get on my tippy toes. Huh. Yeah, that is your face. Daddy.
You did a hell of a job.
I know.
Daddy. Son, what?
What's this guy's problem?
He's a believer. A Bleebleaver.
I am the longest believer. I
Bleebleaver. Sorry, I know it's a tongue twister.
It's not an easy one. I found your pamphlet while I was...
Which one?
...deserted by my...
Was it a metal pamphlet?
Or was it metal or paper?
It was metaled, and I just stand up and take off my top armor and show my back to them, and it's a branded pamphlet from the metal branded sheet. Just
seared into your back?
Yes.
Yeah, I want to check it to see which edition it is.
Yeah, we got to see if it's first edition or not.
It looks like the first edition metallic pamphlets that you probably gave to Big
so
T.
So none of the... Underdark stuff is on there?
None of the... There is no back to this pamphlet. So.
Oh my god.
Yes, it's the original. A hellish tree figure gave it to me.
Hellish?
I mean, it was
pretty scary.
He is a giant tree monstrosity, I think.
Hey,
you know,
that's big. Kind of gave him a break.
I mean, he is... Wow, once you get to know him, yeah.
That's the first edition pamphlet.
I know, we need to update you, buddy.
Yeah.
Somebody light a fire.
Oh, no.
Well, yeah. Just hand him one. He'll take care of that at some point.
There you go. Oh, this is one of our recent tellings.
New stuff.
Unbelievable.
Wait, hold on. Did we update it since we killed the demon?
No. Ooh, no. Not yet.
I haven't had a time.
He hasn't had the chance yet.
Give me that back. Give it.
No, I want to keep this.
Fine. Let him have the second edition.
I guess he's collecting them.
Yeah.
So, buddy, how the hell did you find us?
Yeah.
I've been tracking your whereabouts ever since... The bog that you brought the wet to. I was starving, and I've just been following in your footsteps.
You're starving? Oh, hold on. Mid-talk, I cram a taco down your throat.
I've tried these tacos before. The last one had staples in it, so I think I'm going to pass.
No, hold on. Not this one.
Wait, it's a
16. I grab your mouth open. I shove a wonderful fish taco in your mouth.
Okay, that was much better than the staple taco.
That's the staple deluxe. It's a delicacy and
it's in the Underdark. Okay, yeah, they like staples.
Well, the man
there.
That sold it to me, he assured me that it was made from the hands of Bleebly, so I took it.
Was he wearing a dirty wife beater?
He was very stinkish indeed.
Okay, yeah, no, that's crud. That's crud.
He likes to put staples.
Can you guys assure me that this was the top item on the menu?
That's the secret menu. No. Only the Underdark people that.
You might have to...
Call the king!
I mean, he's really pushing the staples.
No, I don't think I have the orb. Do I have the orb?
You do. You would have taken the sending stone back with you.
Call him up. We can't have him pushing this crap. People are going to think
I can't do it now. We just had a war council.
Just a quick...
He told me he's in charge of this operation when I was there.
We got to go back to the Underdark.
Okay, I might have a word with the king to put Crud into jail or something.
Can you guys make a perception or insight check real quick as you're sizing up this tiny elven man who looks like he's been through hell?
16?
16.
Okay.
Hold on. 25?
Okay. Yeah, you're looking this guy up and down, and there is his boots look like they're still caked mud from his trekking through the bog. And you can see, on his cape, there's, strands of, spider webs. It looks like he has been following you for the entire adventure, just maybe a couple days behind.
How far behind us was he just now?
I think we'll kind of have it.
Was he within 30 feet of us?
When he caught up to you guys? I mean, yeah, he's standing in front of you now. Why?
So he wouldn't have gotten caught in the deluge of water? Might have cleaned him off a little bit?
It is a 30-foot cube of water.
I guess make a dexterity saving throw out in Dio.
Or do you want to believe that Theo just brought the wet in this one location?
Well, he's saying he's caked and filthy and all gross. And
It's a 13?
Yep.
Yeah, he does look damp now, as if he would just been caught.
10 gallons of water didn't clean him off at all?
I don't even know how much 10 gallons of water is, Ryan.
It's spread out over a cube, all right? He got a quick misting.
It's like a quick torrential downpour.
I was happy to see the plopes work in action. Perform a miracle before my very eyes. Just start crying again.
Buddy, you gotta calm down. These miracles, they happen all the time.
You know what this guy needs? A hug.
Let's bring it in.
Bring it in.
I'm not worthy
of this.
Bring it in.
No. I'm gonna suit upon him.
I hug him.
All right, if you want to resist, you can make an athletics check against their athletics.
You're gonna have to beat my nat 20. For a 27.
That's a 10. It's a solid 10.
He's getting hugged.
You are yanked into a forceful but affectionate hug by the Chaos crew.
But my eyes are closed the whole time.
Yeah.
I'm looking at anyone.
Did I just soul set this guy to open those eyes?
Please don't do that. I love how the PvP in this interaction so far is forcing a hug on a new follower.
Just you know, calm down. It's all right.
Yeah, you'll be fine.
Oh, yeah, of the people. What is it's on the pamphlet? That's on the first pamphlet.
Yeah,
you know, first time seeing your god, a little overwhelming.
You know, I guess he does have a point. How many gods have we seen so far?
You know what? That's true. Everybody else meets us just thinks you're a guy.
Well, actually, I haven't seen him, so I yeah.
So for all you know, he might not even be a god.
I'm pretty sure he is, but like, right. I there's a reason I haven't looked at him.
I mean, I think I know what you're talking about. I don't know why I said that out loud. Yeah.
As I am.
What are you guys talking about?
Son, don't worry.
All other gods pale in comparison to your might.
I agree.
I like this guy.
Me too.
Seems like the pamphlets are really doing a number on some people.
Yeah, they really love Bleebly.
I mean, how can't you? Come on.
And the little gnome.
Oh, pretty nice guy.
The little gnome, Reggie. I've heard many a tale about.
Oh, am I being included in the lore?
Yeah.
This is so exciting. Oh,
Reggie, you're on the new pamphlet.
Yeah. Oh.
You're on V2.
They play your hit song, Where Are My Friends, all the time still.
Oh, my record.
I told you, Reggie, it was going to grow on them. Right? They wouldn't understand the complexity in the moment. But now that they had to digest it, you shouldn't have quit being a DJ. I think you jumped the gun
now. You got to come out of retirement at some point.
Well, maybe it is.
We can work on it.
We have a lot going on.
We can work on it when we do the rocket.
Maybe when we've solved all of the insane list of problems we have.
When you do the what?
What? Nothing.
Problems?
Yeah, the problems.
What? That's not what you just said.
I said science. The book science.
Do you have a book that says science?
Yes, and I hurriedly read science on the Glenor book.
We do have many trials and tribulations coming up, my good new friend.
Yeah, kill demon.
There's a lot of them.
Kill God.
Yeah.
Other God.
Yeah.
Potentially befriend one demon. And kill demon, kill God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as far as I've gotten so far.
Yeah.
And these are all non-believers?
If anything, they want to harm the people, and we are a religion of the people.
Yeah.
Then I lend my sword to you.
I like that.
Oh, that is a big sword. That's a good sword to have.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcy Moon, what's how good are you with that thing?
I have raised it up in force. I was a soldier in my home country's army.
What's your home country? Yeah, this raises questions.
Solaria. That's the home of my people.
Oh.
You guys can make history checks if you would like. If you've heard of Solaria before.
It's a 19.
That's a 6. 13.
Solaria is a small wood elf kingdom inside the elven lands. You know that it is within the jurisdiction of Corellis, the major elven kingdom.
Okay.
Dang. I'll basically relay that to
money
you guys.
Is it, son?
Daddy,
what?
Should we give him the money? The money. The money.
Well, would I know that he would be a part of
Corellis
as a whole?
You can make an insight check.
Sana, I feel like we should just pit stop the Corellis Church for this. At 19?
I mean, you kind of take a look at his armor. It does kind of look similar to the armor of the...
Do you know Corellis?
Son!
It's my home nation, my homeland.
How do we get there after this?
I remember how to get there.
Yeah, it's incredibly far north.
I just say the direction.
Yeah, just kind of point vaguely toward the desert.
What the hell are you doing here?
I've been following you guys.
God.
Saved my life.
But why were you here in the first place?
He was looking for meaning.
A lot of people doing that these days.
Yeah.
You can make a history check if you wouldn't mind, Arandir. I love how your name is so elvish. It really has such a nice elvish twang to it.
Elven name generator, baby.
Let's go.
11.
You know that Corellis had received word from the druids in Tidagol that they needed aid, and you and a small company of elves had come to check everything out. You'd gotten separated and unfortunately lost in the bog.
All right. Well, son,
how many elves were you with?
I don't know the exact count. I wasn't the leader of my squadron.
It was a whole squadron, eh?
A whole unit, as you would maybe say, in your terms.
I say we...
I'm still trying to get over the fact you are the acolytes of Bleebly.
What?
It's a big word, son. Don't worry. You're the champion. I'm the plope. He's our god.
Yeah, okay.
Good. We got a long way to go. Let's talk and walk, baby.
I can do that. Yeah, just follow. Just walk behind
How
my
you feeling,
god
buddy?
That I love with all of my heart.
You don't have to walk behind.
Do you want
to walk
ride?
Next to, yeah.
You can, like, come up next to us.
I'm not waiting. Okay. Get over here.
Yeah, okay.
Do you want to ride? You look tired.
I don't see anything around to ride. Oh, my God. Bleebly.
All aboard!
Ken, jump up there.
Yeah, go take a rest. You look like you need it.
Yeah, so I, like, test Glubnor's back.
Just kind of pushing his weird body.
Like I'm testing out a mattress.
Reggie, get on there.
Son, make him a blanket.
Show him.
Well, you just kind of climb on, and there's a bar for if he goes too fast, you just hold on to that.
Okay. Guardrail.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly. Yes.
All right, I'll hop on your back, I guess.
I'm going to blanket him a little bit.
Go take a nap. We'll wake you up when we get
there. Who could sleep now? I mean, I'm way too excited for this.
At least take a breather. You look beat to shit.
Rest your legs.
Yeah, maybe. It's been a long few days. Just go into an elven trance. Just stare into nothing.
Luga.
Yeah.
Can we make this guy a blanket?
It'll probably take me a while. I can only make so much strand at once.
Ah, yeah, never mind. I thought maybe you could, like, fart one out real quick.
I mean, I don't have a lot, really. It's a gland.
I don't know how it works.
It's all right.
This is why we ask questions.
What do you mean you don't know how it works, son?
I've seen when you shoot killed stuff them, out of them.
When you killed them, you grabbed the glands, remember?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, those glands are still in your pocket. How are they doing?
You're reaching.
Let's get a luck check. Forgot about those.
Me too.
I didn't.
On the glands.
That's a 5. They're gone.
Oh, you reach your hand in your back pocket.
Wait.
What?
Describe them.
It's just this, like, gooey, kind of decrepit mass of what was once a gland. It looks like it's really rotten away in that back pocket.
Daddy.
What?
I'm going to pull out the jar of restorative oil.
Oh, no, not
the
ointment.
Pull the lid off.
You want to pickle these?
No, the tree sad. The from Big T.
Son.
Restoration.
We can't rest.
I don't know if we can restore these glands, yeah, but it's maybe worth a try, I guess. Right.
What's the worst that happens?
Are you asking me to dip it in or are you going to pour it over it?
No, put it in and we'll put the lid back on and it's like.
It's more than one gland, son. And I whip out another goopy.
Yeah, I think you did get two gooey glands.
I think we just need one to make a Spider-Man gun.
Who?
A spider gun.
What?
That
why would
that
we
wanna... would give to a man, of course, yes.
Yeah. We're putting both, so.
Lid back on.
Okay.
Shake it up a little bit. All pull right. It back in.
I guess another luck check. A disadvantage, though, because this is fucking stupid and insane.
All right. Him or me?
I think it'll be Mark.
Okay.
He's the one trying to pickle the gland.
Oh, come on!
What is
what'd
it?
You get?
A nat 20 and a 2.
As you shake the gland in this restorative ointment, you've created some kind of a stray mixture. I need everyone to make a dexterity saving throw. I'll make one for little Reggie, too.
Oh, that's a nat 1.
It's a 13.
14.
14.
You're shaking it, the gland explodes inside the jar of ointment. It's you know in Spider-Man when he's like making the fucking web shooters,
we're all webbed up,
and it just blows up in his room. You're all trapped in this, and the forest is now just blanketed in spider webs.
See how fast they get made?
And you are all stuck inside of this giant web of spiders.
I think that was outside effects happening there.
Yeah, that
wasn't great.
Why'd you do that, son? I told you, son.
He has a scientist at nature at heart. He was just...
I saw the science book and I wanted to make you proud, Daddy.
You don't have to try to make me proud. I'm already proud.
You guys need help getting out of this?
Yes,
yeah.
I do.
Yeah.
You guys can start making some athletics checks to try to break out of this web-like wall you've guys now found yourselves in.
That's an 18.
Yeah.
It's a 15.
24.
16.
Yeah, you're able to... Everyone got above 15. You all just kind of start ripping and pulling at these. You guys have a bunch of just gross web now. I don't know what you want to do with it, but...
Luga, you want some of this web?
All right. Do you?
Do you?
What am I going to do with it?
I don't know.
Eat it? Is it like candy?
No,
for you?
They don't eat it, son.
It comes from my butt. Why would I eat it?
Yeah, son.
Why would you live on it?
You're asking a lot of questions, Glebnor.
I'm trying to understand you.
You guys can see that who was kind of trailing behind you this whole time. You can see that Reggie is fully trapped in these webs.
Oh, Reggie, hold on. Let me get you out. Let me get you out.
It's all in my servos.
Yeah, I got you. I got you, little man.
So he kind of makes a weird little side-eyed arm
25 to start ripping it off.
Yeah, thank you, please. Okay, yep. That's good.
Sorry, bud.
It's all right.
All right, let's get going. I think we've delayed long
enough. Yeah, we've delayed long enough.
Servos is gnomish for... arms. Elbows.
Arms and elbows.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
That makes sense. I totally believe you.
Reggie, you gotta keep that on the DL.
I know. It's just he's so nice. I just thought I kind of let my guard down like immediately.
What's DL, Plope?
Down low.
Okay. Like low.
Like him because he's
ground.
So short.
Like this. Oh. And I put my hand for the high, like a down low high five.
That makes very sense. He's a gnome. He's very little. He's a little than me.
He's tiny. Yeah.
Whew, he believed it.
You can actually make an insight check, R&D, if you wouldn't mind.
Okay.
Reggie only got a 9 on his deception check.
Can I have given Reggie the help action since I was trying to...
Sure, yeah.
I got a big old 6.
Okay.
Doesn't matter.
Doesn't even matter. With the help action, he gets a nat 20.
Which makes sense because he's going to believe anything I say.
Yeah. So. You see this. Theo all puts a hand on Reggie's shoulder as he's lying. You're like, he would never tell a lie in front of the god of guns. Be crazy.
So, right. You know, my servos are a little sore themselves just on this travel.
Oh, you're adopting the terminology,
yeah.
Eh?
Yeah. I got to learn the lingo.
Oh, we don't really use the lingo. That's like a Reggie thing, but, you know, just calm your elbow.
I'm going to tell everyone about servos.
No, we don't want to.
When he was,
it's a gnomish thing where
we don't want to appropriate their culture.
Yeah, exactly.
Yes, my God. Okay.
Your first commandment has been given to your new follower.
No gnomish lingo getting out.
Can we inspect homeboy's hair?
Sure. Oh, wow. Yeah. Give it an investigation check.
Son, we gotta move. We'll look at his luscious locks later.
An 11.
Okay.
Do I notice a scrunchie or anything?
A scrunchie?
Is he sporting this official Blee-Blee ponytail?
Oh.
That I is part
that's
of the...
That's a question for you, Arndir.
Oh, wait. That's not on V2.
It's not on V1.
Not on
V1. Yeah. That's like V2.5.
Yeah.
Your hair is quite loose.
Straight hair down.
Yep.
That's how you know he's original.
I know.
Yeah.
We gotta go.
We do gotta go.
Guys, we're
extremely distracted.
I have this big checklist of so many things I have to do, and we've done nothing.
What are you talking about? We checked off Reaping Green and Demon Guy.
I take out my little notepad and I start flipping through all the full pages. This is all I have to do.
Oh my, Blavely.
Well, not by yourself. We're here to help.
Yes, I know, but...
And now there's one more of us, so, I mean, the odds are looking good.
Yeah, totally.
Much blood will be spilled in your name.
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the guns. I start walking. I just start going. I'm going to Magria whether you guys are going to stay here and talk or not.
Yeah, let's go.
No, we're going to Magria. God, relax.
I'm
it's
like
fine.
20 feet ahead. What? I can't hear you.
We're going to catch up with Daddy. Get on.
I think he was already on.
Yeah.
You're just talking to Reggie.
Oh, sorry, I'm coming.
All right. Tuluga, can I get a survival or perception check as you kind of lead the way through the forest here?
Which would be funnier?
Survival is how well you go through these paths. Perception is what you're seeing.
19.
Was perception or survival?
Perception.
Perception. You kind of like stomp away from the group. You make your way into the woods, and you can see there's a huge owl sitting on a perch staring down at you.
Whoa, man, what are you doing up there?
Who are you?
I'm Tuluga, Plu-Plu-Pleen, Plope of the People, Bapugol. Who are you?
Who, indeed?
He flaps down from the tree and kind of lands in front of you. He's a very big owl. I'd say he's probably...
Is he an owl folk or just a regular
owl. Big-ass owl. Yeah, I'd say he's probably about like... Once he lands in front of you, he's about like a 5-foot-tall owl, though. Huge.
Oh, my God. Dap me up, my man. Or,
ooh.
He kind of gives you a quick little dap.
Is this owl... Is he only allowed to talk to it?
Yes. As you guys walk up, you do notice that Tulug is communicating with this owl. And it seems, Tulug, what does it sound like to them as you're just talking to this owl?
Perfect owl hoot. Like, just like you would think it would be an animal if you weren't looking at Tuluga directly.
Glibnor, did you know your dad could do that?
Never once heard of a hoot before.
Yeah. That's...
Tuluga.
Yeah, yeah. What's your name?
They really got a thing going on.
He kind of like plops over and he's kind of just looking at you, his head hooting at each other, kind of turning around strangely.
You are the guardian of the forest.
Sort of, yeah. I mean, we killed a demon.
You can speak to us now.
Yes?
Cool.
This is awesome. Can I hug you?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. I give him a big ol' hug.
Yeah.
Maybe that's your stepmom?
Can you guys make an insight check on this strange occurrence happening with Tuluga?
It's a 5.
18.
12.
Okay. Weird shit's going on right now. The plope is hugging a big bird. He doesn't look threatened or anything. There's, you know, you kind of like go for your sword for a moment, aren't you? And then you kind of, okay, it seems safe.
He seems okay.
Glebnor. Something's happening. It seems that the natural world of the forest is treating Tuluga differently. Hart, would you please describe the feat you chose when you leveled up for me?
Oh, yeah, totally. I took Speech of Ancient Beasts. I can... Beasts of large size or larger are friendly towards me unless I have attacked them, and I have advantage on charisma checks made against them. And I could speak and understand giant eagle, giant elk, and giant owl. And I can be understood by any of them, unless they have a int of 4 or lower, and then it's just kind of like basic words.
Yeah, so you can pretty much speak to all animals now, but you can fluently speak to giant owls, eagles, and elk. And it seems that, like, by saving the forest, your giant quest in the south, you've been blessed with some forest magic that you can now communicate very efficiently with large beasts.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, this is awesome. This is kind of new. You know, Dougie?
Who's that?
He was a giant eagle who helped me land safely earlier. I talked to him. You know, I didn't... Now that I really think about it, that was kind of amazing that I could speak to him. And you. I wonder what else I could talk to.
Ooh, look around.
Okay, I look around.
Take a perception or animal handling check.
That's a dirty 20.
As you're looking around, there's like little smaller animals in this kind of like almost like a dead forest because it's kind of like that. It's very dry. But you see that a huge elk just kind of wanders from behind a tree.
Sup?
Hey, man.
How's it going, dude?
Oh, this is great.
Yeah, How are you doing? You can talk to me. That's interesting.
Yeah, no, this is cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
Dap me up?
It's kind of hard with a hoof, but... Yeah, sure.
All right. Bring it here.
You guys see a giant elk wander from the forest over to Tuluga.
Does any fuck is going on?
I know Daddy likes little, like, weird animals, but does he have power
Dap
over them?
Me up.
Apparently. Yeah, apparently.
There you go.
Yeah, he just, make a sleight of hand check on this giant elk.
17.
Just a clean as hell dap between this
you
little
hear the
fish.
Slap the.
Yeah. He does. It's hard to dap with a hoof, but he has like a really tight fist pump at the end of it. Something's fucking up with Tuluga.
Hi.
Daddy?
I'm mid animal hooting and deer noise making. I'm not
Daddy?
Even knowing. So guys, like, how you want to join us on our little, at least through the forest?
Yeah, sure, we can lead you out of here. Where are you going?
We're up towards Magri. We heard there's some demons we gotta kill.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we don't go there because, you know, it's sand.
And, oh, yeah.
And I'm a
yeah.
deer.
So. Understandable. Well, okay, we're gonna hopefully solve that by killing the demons up there.
Oh, that'd be great.
Daddy. Yeah.
More places to wander and eat.
Daddy. Hell yeah.
Daddy. What's your grass situation? You got any of that on you, or?
Let me check. I opened my bag. Maybe I got lettuce.
Yeah, luck check?
That's a 6.
Yeah, there's like old wilted lettuce. He's like, that's going to give me diarrhea.
Yeah,
I
got is this. Sorry. No. I haven't cleaned out the bag.
I'll be
in a
pushing
while.
Pellet all day, if you know
Ooh,
what I'm saying.
That's
so.
A good one.
Later! And then he
later,
just
man.
Gallops away into the forest. A huge
Wait,
elk.
What was your name?
Mike!
Yeah, Mike. It was great knowing you.
Later!
So, Owl, what? Ooh, you never told me your name.
Gerb.
Gerb?
G-E-R. B.
G-R-B?
G-E-R-B.
G-E-R-B.
I never thought I'd have to say it.
You know, Gerb.
What a weird
you
day.
You see anything weird going on? We might have,
yeah.
Anything we can help you out with immediately?
There's dog men to the north.
Oh, we're going to kill them.
Oh, there's a lot of them.
We're going to kill them all.
They come in on big machines.
Uh-oh. Are they deforesting?
Yeah, kind of. I mean...
Oh, we'll sort that right out.
Yeah. Yep. Big machines.
We'll take care of that.
Ooh, we'll do it. You guys will.
Yeah. Kaluga and our god Bleebly back there.
Oh, hello.
Ooh, he says hi in comedy. He says hi.
Daddy?
How the fuck Anyways. Do you know what he's saying?
Hold on. This is a kind of a big moment for me.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah, so like...
I'm so confused.
Anything we need to watch out while we go through the woods?
Yeah, you're almost kind of out of it. And then there's a little town and the dog man killing everyone. So yeah, normal
Are
stuff.
Are they in that town killing people or...
Yeah, like right now.
Right now? Oh!
Yeah,
oh.
Yep.
Okay, well, we gotta go. It was great knowing you, Gerb.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Cool.
I turn... We gotta run!
Why?
Daddy! Murder dogs town!
Those are just words.
Town, we gotta go. Dog murdering people.
Toluga,
whatever you just said, my blow.
You're saying it in such a way that it's actually taking longer than if you just said it
just
normal.
Just go with it.
Your cold words are confusing.
I'm just gonna. I'm assuming he's taking off. I'm gonna take off after.
I'm gonna hoot feverishly at the owl.
Son, that was offensive.
Hoot, hoot. Hoot?
What is he saying about my mom? What's wrong
Son,
with this guy?
Stop it! Let me see your tongue. And I grab the hot sauce and I dump some on.
Oh my god.
Don't you talk about another person's mother
I thought
like
you
that.
Said there was death. Do we have time for the parenting?
Yes! I will not have a potty mouth son speak ill of someone's mother.
Right, well, someone could have just died though because you were busy with that.
Well, they're already dying. Anyways!
I'm gonna go eat mice or something.
Yeah, have fun with that.
Gerb flies away into the forest.
Bye, Gerb.
Okay. We gotta talk about whatever the hell that was, but.
And I get a round of survival checks. As you
Definitely
guys
not all the stress
the
piling up on me, right? That's another nat one.
22.
12.
9.
Okay, so Toluga runs off in entirely the wrong direction.
Daddy?
Trying to really prove yourself, Arendir, you chase down Toluga.
My blope! Come back! This is the wrong way!
Glebnor and what? Theo, you look to, like, the northeast, and you can see pillars of smoke in that direction.
Smoke, pillars.
He'll catch up. Let's go.
Okay.
And Reggie's like, you guys are going in opposite! Okay, this is not good.
Daddy, this way!
Huh?
Yeah, and you kind of turn around, and you see that they're running toward the danger while you frantically have run in the wrong direction.
Oh. Arendelle, we gotta go that way. My bad.
Guys kind of herky-jerky turn around and start sprinting. Okay, what's everyone's speed? Just so I have a rough idea.
30.
40.
Okay. 40.
35.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So swift of foot, little elf. I love it. You guys are all running very quickly. Toluga, you catch up to Glebnor as you guys are sprinting through trails of dead forest.
Daddy!
Yeah, Arendir, you just see... A couple feet ahead of you that they're doing like a traditional dap while running.
So cool.
And
I can't believe I just witnessed that.
Theo and Reggie, you guys are just a little bit behind Arendir running. Can I get a round of perception checks as you finally break the tree line and come upon the Karoth foothills?
19.
9.
11.
17.
Okay. Who's the highest there? Was it you right there, Theo?
19.
Theo, as you break the tree line, you can see that this small stone town is being overrun with gnolls. And I'd say from this vantage point, you can see that at the like northernmost part of the city, a gate has been smashed down, and there are gnolls that, like, basically they're on top of all of these buildings, just unloading arrows into the city. It looks like gnoll archers. You can't even count them. There's so many from up here. Giant boulders of flame are coming from behind the gate, somewhere you can't see, and landing in the city. You can hear yelling and the sounds of pitch combat as it seems that this small dwarven village is being overrun by a gnoll horde right now. What would you guys like to do?
I sprint in.
Daddy?
What?
I unsheathe
it's like a siege.
My.
We're good at these.
I unsheathe my Bleebly blade and immediately pat Bleebly on the shoulder and
cast Warding Bond on him. It's like, you will be under my protection this whole time. My god.
You
protection, what?
I like that.
Can you just really quickly read what Warding Bond does? It's a pretty nutso spell.
This spell wards a willing creature you touch and creates a mystic connection between you and the target until the spell ends. While the target is within 60 feet of you, it gains a plus one bonus to AC and saving throws and has resistance to all damage. Also, each time it takes damage, I also take damage.
So you guys are kind of sharing damage now, but it will be halved. Nuts. Okay. Yeah. make a quick insight or religion check, Theo, if you wouldn't mind.
It's a nat 20.
Okay.
God damn.
You feel true belief flow through you. Obviously, Taluga and Glebnor believe in Bleebly, but they also knew you as Theo. And Reggie has seen these crazy wonders you've worked, but he knows you as a human man. This elf, there is not a drop of doubt in him. He could not believe more thoroughly that you are God. And not just a God. God. There are no other gods.
Capital G God.
There are no other gods in his eyes. And you realize that he is like connected his spirit to you. And that he will 100% die for you at like the drop of a notice. Like, it will take very little for him to sacrifice himself for you. And that just kind of sits with you as you run into combat, about to realize, like, this guy may get a little crazy in once this fight kicks off. You guys, once again, classic chaos crew, sprint into the fracas. Let's get some perception checks as you run down the hill to the southernmost point of the Karaf foothills.
13.
14.
6.
Okay. 11.
Okay. 14, you two?
I have 14 here.
13.
Okay. Theo, you kind of run ahead, Arndir right behind you, just like a shadow on the battlefield, basically.
My eyes are like wide open, like chibi anime style, like stars all over the place, gazing upon him.
As you run forward, you can see that, picture if you guys will, for this kind of battlefield here, a long, straight city street, with buildings on either side. There are, like, you can see the huge craters where these boulders have come from what you assume to be a catapult on the other side of the city. There's, like, fiery craters in the middle of town. With a 14 perception, Theo, you look and you can see a squad of guards are kind of hiding behind a destroyed wall, and they're taking cover as just rains of arrows are coming down on them. The 14, you can see that what appears to be the captain of this guard is a human man. He has a big, thick, like bushy mustache. His helmet's kind of askew, and he has one arrow in his thigh. He's like kind of held up behind this wall. There's a like dwarven guard next to him with an arrow through his neck, fully dead. And there is a cowering human guard, much younger, who's just freaking out. And I think that's all you see right now as you guys run to the back of the city, where it seems like there's definitely more fighting going on deeper into the town. But all you're seeing right now is this small little company of guards taking cover as arrows are pouring down above from above them.
We should probably take those arrow guys out as quick as possible.
Yeah, I might be able to do something.
Yeah, what would you guys like to do? I will say that if you're kind of like looking straight down the street, they are hunched up behind a broken wall to your right. There is cover on your left, and you look up and you can see like just the distant shape of gnolls running on the rooftops.
How far around would you say they are? Like a sphere? Give me a spherical radius.
I will say that the street is probably about, let's say that the street is about 30 feet wide. These buildings are all about 20 feet tall, but like two-story buildings. It seems like this town is mostly like almost like a little like a guard outpost, if you would. It's a town built around this small little group of guards. But I would say like in a radius, it's hard to tell. Give me one more perception check, Taluga. You're trying to see what's up on the roofs or what's going on in the square area.
So I'll just tell you flat out what I'm trying to
do. Yeah.
I want a Radiance of Dawn in a radius every null that's on the roof that I can reach.
Okay. Let me take a look for you. I do have a little map for myself.
And I have a 19 perception.
With a 30-foot radius, you'd be able to catch two of them. There's two up on top.
Is it because of height? Or is it because just it's not
a lot of these enough. Arrows seem to be coming from deeper into
further
the town.
In?
Okay. Only two gnolls have gotten close enough where they're kind of in an advantage where they're, you would know, Theo, because of how you typically fight when you're up at a higher spot. They would have advantage on their shots down at these guards who are kind of cowering behind this wall. But yeah, there's just two of these gnoll hunters that are just firing arrows down from there. There are volleys of arrows that are every once in a while coming from deeper into the town. But from what your rough perception checks you guys have right now, you can only kind of spot two up on roofs on either side of the street, shooting down onto these guards kind of hiding behind this wall.
The only other thing I'd say is, do I remember if gnolls are resistant to fire because they're demons?
They were not.
They were not.
No.
Okay. The two immediately close.
Yep.
I'm like, Bleely, don't take a chance with your gun yet. I'm like, the town's already on fire. They won't mind this. And I Scorching Ray.
Okay. Make two attack rolls for me. Or three, actually.
It's three, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's a 24 on one.
Okay.
21 on the other. And a 20, a dirty 20 on the other.
Okay. All three of these Scorching Rays are going to hit. Roll the damage one at a time for me.
Yeah.
And I'll let you know if you blow through one of them before you hit the second one. Eight on the first one. Okay.
Seven on the second.
Okay.
Five on the third.
Okay. So they're both still standing, but what does it look like when you catch Scorching Ray? I think you've cast that yet, have you?
I make finger guns since no one else wants to do it, and I start shooting fireballs out of my fingertips.
These guards look up as Toluca runs down the hill doing finger guns and spraying fire out of his fingertips. You see that two of them go right into a gnoll up on top. He's almost immediately incinerated as he ducks back down. The other one looked up over the ledge that was, he was kind of like looking down at the guards as a fireball hits him in the face and he recoils back. You start as he kind of slides
in the
back.
Name of Bleebly, you shall not harm these men.
And you see these two gnolls retreat. They like
cowards.
They are like, they kind of run back, scale the other side of the building. They've disappeared. You can see the guard looks up with the big mustache and is like, thank God, reinforcements, please help.
No, thank Bleebly.
We're being overrun.
Yes, I'm coming.
Everything will be all fine now, soldier. Your god, Bleebly, has appeared to save you.
Pamphlet.
What is this? A pamphlet in a time of attack?
Why don't you take a rest?
Hey, Glubnor, you know that whole fastball thing that you do with Toluca?
Yeah.
Get me up on this this roof over here.
Okay.
Oh, dear God. You sure you know he's got a strong arm?
Hey, it'll be fine.
24?
Okay. I guess you're going up?
Yeah.
The guards, as they're like panicked, they're looking around, they're like, okay, we'll take anyone we can get right now. This is fucking chaos. Theo, you run at Glebnor, who turns into a little trampoline like he's done before, and you spring up and land on the roof where the knoll just was. Make a perception check with advantage, now they're up top.
18. Oh, wait, with advantage, you said?
Yeah. See me a little higher if you could. I mean, you're going to see a lot up here.
18.
18. You look down onto the battlefield. There are knolls on so, like, all of these roofs have at least one or two gnolls on them that all have bows with arrows drawn. You look up ahead and you can see more guards are fighting these really, like, rabid, crazy, like, pack of gnolls in the center of town. There are three of these kind of gnolls, and I will say, make a quick history check with advantage for me, if you would.
14.
14. These look very similar to the crazed gnoll that sprinted after Glebnor wielding a battle axe. You can see there's three of them now. They are circling what appears to be one dwarven guard and two orcish guards. The two orcs have great axes and they're like, get back, you freaking hosers! And they're trying to fight off these massive galloping gnolls. The gnolls are circling them. There's one dwarf who's like, we're fucked! We're fucked! He has a big warhammer. He's trying to push them back, but this town is being overrun, and it seems like there's just maybe like these five guards at this point. There's bodies everywhere.
So with everything that I'm seeing, I'm calling out to all three of you where everything is, what everything is, kind of like
towards Daddy.
Kind of like a, like,
we gonna get the three berserkers?
Like a captain, like, barking out orders, not saying where to go, just letting everyone know where things are, and then getting my guns ready.
Yeah, and I'll say, as Theo, as you take out your two guns, look across this crazed battlefield, there's fire through these buildings, pitch combat, chaos all around. You're ready to fucking do some work. And we will pick this thing up next time on Dicey Situations. Don't forget to keep it dicey, folks.
Howdy, Glebnor here, and I just want to say thanks for listening to Dicey Situations. If you liked what you heard, make sure you come back on Friday to listen to our talkback called Situational Awareness, where we break down the episode, and you get to know us, the players, a little bit better. And oh, as always, make sure you rate, review, subscribe, and word of mouth actually helps a lot. So if you could tell all your friends, that would be great. Thanks again. Keep it dicey!
This has been a Business Shark production.